This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers, their star edge, T.J. Watt, has not played the last several games dealing with a partially collapsed lung. And then everyone thought, like, okay, maybe a week or so he would be back. It has been 3 weeks now. T.J. Watt has not yet been back on the field. Certainly seems like it's a possibility this week, though. Mike Tomlin talking to reporters yesterday and said he has a level of optimism that T.J. Watt will be back. Sounds like more optimism this week than he had the previous week. Till we see him as a full participant on the field, we will sort of take a wait-and-see approach, but obviously some optimism there. And then for the Baltimore Ravens, there still is a question about whether or not they will have Lamar Jackson, their star quarterback, on the field. For them, he's dealing with a significant back bruise. The team thought he'd be able to play last week, was not even able to practice. But this week, once again, there is some optimism that he'll be back out there. Sounds like he is feeling better. Coach John Harbaugh wanted to make clear, when he is healthy, he will play. He will start. There's no issue. They do hope and believe it'll be this week in a game they got to have.
Will either star play on Sunday night? T.J. Watt or Lamar Jackson? The showdown on the North Shore Sunday night, 8:20 kick. We will have pregame coverage for you on the Fan. Fan game day goes from 5 until kickoff live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. And it could be for the final time in the 2025 season, or we could see a postseason in Pittsburgh, which would include a postseason game in Pittsburgh. It's Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan until 6. It is a New Year's Eve edition of the PM team. Pony and Chris are both off for the holiday. They will be off again tomorrow as well. So when the parents are away, the kids will play a little bit. Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass, taking your calls at 412-928-9370. We actually have something to give away in a little bit, and that always gets people fired up. Any sort of free tickets to anything gets people fired up. We will give those away in our next segment, so feel free to get in line for that if you have a take on Steelers-Ravens Sunday night. Tyler Kennedy joins us at 2:35 to talk about the Penguins trade from the other day, a win last night, now a couple of wins in a row, some memories from the Winter Classic, the very first NHL Winter Classic, nearly 17 years removed from the win in Buffalo back on January 1 of 2008. Matt Clement, he joins us at 3:15 to talk about some of the new Pirates acquisitions. What will they need to do next to keep the offseason going? What is so far a good one for Ben Cherington, and it caught us a little bit by surprise. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk at 3:30, always a great chat with Mike. Looking forward to diving into a few different things with Mike as we enter the final week of the regular season. Aditi Kinkabwala joins as we go All Access at 4:15. Jeff Hathorn provides a Hawk report a little bit earlier than usual today. We talked to Jeff at 4:30 to recap another day of Steelers practice as we follow all of the big stories. New Year's talk, resolutions, best athletes of the year, a college football minute, all of that ahead. But we start, as you heard, from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network talking about the two biggest names that may play on Sunday night when the Ravens meet the Steelers for all the marbles in the AFC North, T.J. Watt and Lamar Jackson. I have a weird, but what has also become a surprisingly common take about Jackson. At his current injured state, in his current injured state, I am more fearful of a Ravens team led by Tyler Huntley than I am a Ravens team led by Lamar Jackson. And I never thought I would say it. I mean, it sounds ridiculous. Lamar Jackson, a multi-time MVP QB, one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks in league history already, 8 years in. The Ravens would be in better shape on Sunday night with their backup QB than this guy? Yeah, I actually think so. Because Lamar Jackson, with how he's playing this season, which could be argued as worst football, his worst record as a quarterback, however much weight you put into that, he's 6-6 this year. He has never been worse than 7-5, which is what he was in 2021. And that was probably his worst statistical season. He had 16 touchdowns to just 13 INTs. 18 touchdowns and 6 picks this season, just over 2,300 yards. But he has not been the same runner with the football as he has been in the past. He's not that same dual threat that we're used to. He does not have a single game over 100 yards on the ground. He only has one game in which he has eclipsed 50 yards on the ground, and it was week one when the Ravens blew that massive lead against Buffalo in a 41-40 loss, which kind of turned into a microcosm of their season. He had 6 carries for 70 yards and a touchdown in that game. Sometimes he barely runs the football. He ran it 7 times against the Steelers in that first matchup earlier this month. 43 yards. That was one of his best games on the ground this season. There's something up there. He has had injury after injury after injury in 2025, and he's had injuries in his past, but then he's come back and he has been that dual threat that you were very afraid of, especially in the regular season, because he is an all-time regular season QB. He struggles in the playoffs. He comes up short in the biggest of big games and hasn't gotten to the biggest game just yet, and time may be running out for him. But in the regular season, very few players in history at his position do it better than this guy, and I actually think he would be a detriment to his team if he played on Sunday night. He would be prone to making too many mistakes. He would be ad-libbing too much, and that would hurt his football team. The Steelers do have somewhat of a history of shutting down Lamar Jackson, but he proved otherwise in the last two meetings in the 2024 season and then in the playoff game that started off the 2025 calendar year. So he has had good games against them, but he's also had plenty of bad games against the Steelers. I mean, I don't think he was all that special in the first meeting this year. Completed 54% of his passes, 219 yards, a touchdown, a pick, only 6.3 yards per attempt, his second lowest of the season. And again, he ran for a touchdown, but only ran for 43 yards, which in fact is the third highest total he's had on the ground all year. He has not been that running threat of the past. He falls in love a little bit too much with keeping the football in his hands. And hey, they say that for as much X's and O's you can get into with football, it is more about the Jimmies and the Joes, and he's a pretty good one. And he feels like when the game is on the line, when the puck is on his stick, he wants to be the guy that takes the shot. But this season, he has not been the right guy when it comes to taking that shot. And I fear that it will be the backup of Lamar Jackson playing. That's what I don't want to see. I actually don't want to see Tyler Huntley play in this game. That's a crazy thought. An absolutely crazy thought. But why? Because if Tyler Huntley plays, the Ravens will do the simple thing. John Harbaugh won't outsmart himself. Lamar Jackson won't be able to outsmart himself. If Tyler Huntley plays, they will go simple on offense, and they will give the ball to their horse in the backfield, a generational runner named Derrick Henry. And if Derrick Henry runs the rock, I don't know, 25 times, I'd say the Ravens would be in pretty good shape. Because if it looks anything like it did against Green Bay, then it will get ugly on Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium. And I know that the Steelers have shut down some of the big-name running backs in 2025. Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, two of their biggest highlights. Devon Achane, another one on Monday Night Football. He was going through a stretch where he was running for over 7 yards a pop. But one of their last memories of Derrick Henry was the guy running away from most of the defense last January in Baltimore in that playoff game. He didn't crush them in that first meeting. He was just kind of so-so. But so-so for Derrick Henry is still somebody that can run for 90-plus yards. He had 25 for 94 in the game. But again, that's because the Ravens will sometimes fall in love with Lamar Jackson. They will feed Derrick Henry a plenty early in games, and then they will go away from him when they shouldn't. The Sunday night game they played against the Patriots a couple of weeks ago, a good example of that. And Derrick Henry was running wild on the New England defense. Henry in that game had 18 carries for a 123 and 2 touchdowns, and then they went away from what Derrick Henry could do. John Harbaugh got too smart for himself, and he took his best player off the field. Then they played Green Bay. They were able to set the tone. Derrick Henry was able to do his thing. Tyler Huntley managed the offense, and he had the perfect game manager stat line. 16 of 20, just over 100 yards, a touchdown, quarterback rating of 105. He even ran the football a couple of times, more effectively than Lamar Jackson has all season. And they gave the football to their generational player 36 times in the game for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns. One of the best running back performances we have seen in a long time. Probably the best overall you will see all season. And it's a guy that does not slow down. His name is often next to Hall of Famers every time they pop up a graphic about Derrick Henry. Another weird take I have on this game. I think the Steelers can actually get the job done if they don't have TJ Watt. If he does play, how much will he play? I mean, let's just be generous here. 15 snaps, 20 snaps. He will help in a complimentary role, no doubt. But what kind of condition will he be in if he plays in this game? The Steelers have won 2 of 3 without Watt so far this season. It was a badge of honor of sorts. It was a big-time defense of TJ Watt and how good he was to say the Steelers were 1-11 without TJ Watt on the field. Then they beat a red-hot Dolphins team. Then they beat a desperate and electric offense in Detroit. They lost to the Browns, but that's not really on the defense, for what it's worth. That loss had very little to do with the defense. Alex Highsmith had a great game. Jack Sawyer has been better in smaller doses, but he can still give you something. Nick Herbig in the fold, who should have had a pick six on Sunday. But am I nuts for that? Watt isn't the same player this year that he has been in the past. His numbers are down across the board. He's just not that top-tier guy anymore. 2 years ago, he had 19 sacks. He was still a top-tier guy. Last year, still pretty good. The sack numbers were down to 11.5. But still a pretty good player. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He is still a very good football player at times. But I don't think he has the consistency that we have seen from him in the past. And that just happens with age, wear and tear, all of the above in the NFL. And now he's recovering from a freak injury that happened during a dry needling session that led to a collapsed lung. It's not a small thing that he's dealing with here. So are the Steelers okay without Watt in this game? Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, are you okay with those guys? And are the Ravens okay without Lamar? Are you actually more fearful of a Ravens team that keeps it simple with Tyler Huntley handing the ball to Derrick Henry? 412-928-9370. I want to get some of your thoughts on Steelers and Ravens. Will either of the top two stars in this game play on Sunday night? Lamar Jackson with his back issue, TJ Watt with the lung issue. Will we see them on Sunday night? What type of impact will they have? And if both play, who will be the better player, the more impactful player? 412-928-9370. The best call on this is going to win something nice. A 4-pack of tickets to the Pittsburgh RV Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. That is from January 9 to 11 and also January 16 through 18. The best call next on the Steelers-Ravens matchup wins tickets to that event. We also have a little college football minute around the corner. Games going on right now. Tyler Kennedy joins the show in just under 20 minutes. You can hit us up on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie, football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
2:21, time to check out Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. All right, we're giving something away, and I'm hoping that people are fired up for it. It looks like they are. 412-928-9370. Your shot to win four tickets to the Pittsburgh RV Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center from January 9 to 11, also January 16 through 18. The best call on Steelers and Ravens wins tickets to this event. 412-928-9370. We start with Abraham on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Donnie, good talk to you, man. I think anytime you miss an impactful players, it'll have a it'll affect the game. But I was just wondering, do you think the Steelers will score more than 7 points in the first quarter, filing like I don't know how many quarters? I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
No, I don't think so. That seems like such a weird stat and almost a theme that they have fallen into. What is it, 67 straight games that they haven't scored more than 7 points in the first quarter? I don't think they will. So now that I say that, they'll do it. So maybe if I keep saying that they won't score more than 7 points in the first quarter, that they will finally get the job done there. That would be nice, and it's not as if they are going against a typical Ravens defense, that is for sure. They were able to put up some points on them in the very first matchup of the season. 412-928-9370. Pat is in Bethel Park. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Don. So I'm not worried about our defense. I'm not worried about the quarterback on the Ravens. If Tomlin comes out and coaches the game that he knows how, Steelers win this game big.
How big?
I'm saying 24-14.
I mean, that would be any win would be nice. Any win puts them in the postseason. Any win gets them the AFC North crown, which would be their first since 2020, a division that has been pretty much dominated by Baltimore. I know Cincinnati has a few seasons where they have gotten to the top. I think, maybe just one, where they have gotten to the top of the AFC North under Joe Burrow and company. It's been pretty much held down by the Ravens since Lamar Jackson took over full-time. So it would be nice, but that needs to lead to something. And maybe a home playoff game, which they haven't had in a while, would get them back to winning a playoff game for the first time since the 2016 season. Coming up on 9 years of that happening. It was January of 2017 when they won that game in Kansas City. And something else that John Harbaugh does way too often. A few years ago, I think it was a time that Anthony Brown had to come in and play majority of the game against the Steelers, and they won. They beat Mitch Trubisky, and they did it here. That was a point where I thought, okay, maybe Harbaugh's the better coach of these two, but I always had them both attached at the hip. And since then, Tomlin has passed him up. I still think they're close. But I think it's a case where on Sunday night, John Harbaugh may legitimately be coaching for his job. I'm going to ask Mike Florio about that next hour. But I do think it is in the realm of possibility. As much as we talk about Mike Tomlin moving on elsewhere, I think the Ravens would actually let John Harbaugh go if they lose this game and if he does something stupid that leads to their loss. 412-928-9370. Matt is in Greensburg. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Dawn?
What do you got for me?
Hey, I think they win the game. I thought they were going to lose at Cleveland. That's like a typical Steelers loss the last 20 years after a couple big wins. I think they're going to feed Freiermuth and Jonnu. That's what the game plan should have been last week. And it's fun, like, you know, I was talking earlier with a bunch of people. I think this coming down to week 18 is more of an indictment on the Ravens. I feel like they are now where we were about 5 or 6 years ago with Ben, AB, Lev, when we constantly lost divisional AFC championship game. And it's the same. These two teams are the same team. Baltimore has a trash secondary and limited weapons. I know Henry went off last week. Green Bay had nothing to play for. Okay. They had nothing
well,
to play
they
for.
Well, they technically did. They could have still moved up in the NFC seating, and they still had a shot at the division title, but I get what you're saying. They were already in.
Yeah, I mean, on a short week with Love and concussion protocol, just probably pumped up after the Detroit loss Thursday. I mean, I don't think, you know, Jacobs was getting limited touches. I don't think that they were full go. And I don't know, like, Henry's been fine all year. He's had a lot of fumbles. They've been getting flamed all year in their secondary. And you know what? The only difference between Baltimore at Cleveland and Pittsburgh at Cleveland was Baltimore got the picks and then scored the touchdown when they were in plus territory. That's the only difference. They won by a touchdown, probably should have lost the game, but there's no difference in these teams. But this is more of an indictment. If you ask both teams, would you take it week 18, win or go home? Pittsburgh 18 weeks ago would have said yes. And they have a chance. I know last week was a terrible loss. They have a chance. If they win this game, they're 4-1 last five, and they get probably a bad offensive team in the Texans coming to Pittsburgh. I mean, I will take my chances against Snoop Huntley. I'm sorry. The backup quarterback always gets love. Please give me Snoop Huntley in a road game. I've seen enough of him the last 5 years. I don't want to see Lamar. Give me Huntley, win or go home.
Matt, are you a fan of RVs?
I am not. The only thing I know about RVs is it's usually going during Pirate Fest. That's the only thing I know about the RV show.
All righty. Well, I'm going to give somebody else a chance, but I do appreciate that call because that was a good one from Matt. I mean, and yeah, I feel I'll probably come around on this maybe even by the time we're done today. It feels asinine for me to even think it would be close. But I almost think it's more of the Ravens head coach that John Harbaugh would not do something stupid if he had to keep it simple. And if he had to give it to a guy that's a generational running back. Now, that's not to say that Lamar's not a generational quarterback, because he is, but it's not going to be Lamar Jackson at 100%. The guy is a little bit compromised. 412-928-9370. Randy is in South Park. What's up, Randy?
Hey, Donnie, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for me?
Okay. Now, hear me out. Number 24, do you know who that is?
Joey Porter Jr.?
Yeah. I need to be talked out of. I think he is kind of the worst player out there. Okay, if you hear me out. If you look at tape, that's where they go on all the other offenses, to his side. They've narrowed him down to be the weak link. If you look at his tackles, he's always the second guy in. When you go to one-on-one tackles, he loses every single one. And you see him in a lot of the plays, because he's like the second or third guy in trying to strip the ball. But I'm telling you that I've looked at this, and I've told my son this, that number 24 is the side they're going to go on every single play. And it 9 out of 10, it's correct. So
yeah, Randy, I appreciate the call. I'm going to have to disagree with you a little bit there. I mean, to say that he is without question the weakest link. I mean, is he the tackler that his dad was? No, they also didn't play the same position. Corners more often than not don't like to tackle. Perhaps the greatest cover corner in league history, whose son just beat the Steelers on Sunday. That guy, the last thing he was interested in was tackling anybody. I actually think that the last half of the season, Joey Porter Jr. has been playing some pretty good football. I think he has been far from their weak link defensively. 412-928-9370. Rich is in Danville. What's up, Rich?
Hey, I appreciate you taking the call. Let me tell you what I think is going to happen. I'm a Yinzer. City Limits has followed my path. I went to St. Elizabeth. I went to Baldwin. But I also spent some time in Milwaukee as a cheesehead when I was working for the beer company. In fact, we lived right where the Watts grew up. And I'm telling you, two cheeseheads, one on each side of the ball, are going to rise up to the occasion on the last chance they have. Rodgers is going to put some juice in that offense. And TJ, if he's healthy and they clear him to play, is going to put some juice in that defense, because he's rested. They're ready to go. 28-17 Steelers.
Rich, I'm going to put you on hold, and you are going to get a four-pack of tickets to the Pittsburgh RV show. So stay on hold through the break here. Dom will get your info and put it down and send you on your way. That is January 9 through 11, also January 16 through 18. 412-928-9370 is the number to join the conversation. A conversation with Tyler Kennedy is up ahead. You can follow along on Twitter. You can now watch the shows on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That conversation happens next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie in for Pony and Chris. That music means it is time for our weekly chat with former Penguin, Stanley Cup champion, Tyler Kennedy here on 93.7 The Fan, coming off a 5-1 win for the Penguins last night over the Carolina Hurricanes. TK, we will start with that. Another goal for Sidney Crosby last night as the Penguins have now stacked two lopsided wins in a row. Little nice to see the uptick in play after the holiday, I would say.
Isn't that the truth? I think, especially for them, like if they wouldn't have done well after the break, I think things would have went south pretty quick. So to see that confidence to come back, get everyone's hopes back up, seeing them on the right path, I think is huge for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Stuart Skinner, 27 saves last night on 28 shots from the Hurricanes. How do you think the Penguins will deploy their goaltenders in the second half of the season now that Tristan Jarry is out of here after the trade to Edmonton?
Well, I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but how I would do it is I would play the hot hand, right? And I would play whatever goalie is hot. That's the goalie that plays. I don't care if it's back-to-back, whatever. This time of year, from here to March, is extremely important. It is the core of the meal, right? It's your steak. You need your goalie to play extremely well, to string a bunch of games. You need him to steal games. So you need him to be on, and when he's on, you need to play him until he gets tired.
Another trade that the Penguins made a couple of days ago, Igor Chinnikov, the trade that they made with the Columbus Blue Jackets in exchange for Danton Heinen, a 2026 second-round pick and then a 2027 third-round pick. Grade that trade, TK. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think we're taking a chance, right? I think he's a guy that definitely has skill. I just don't think he was in the right situation. I think Kyle Dubas is always willing to take a chance on a guy that has a high-end skill that needs a new opportunity. And he can be a guy that finds maybe a home in Pittsburgh where he gets that second chance in his career and he finds his game. I think this is a good trade. I think it's a good chance to see if this kid can reinvent himself in Pittsburgh with another young core.
Where would you stick him in the lineup? I assume somewhere on lines two or three.
Yeah, when you have a guy that has extremely high skill like that, you need to put him on either the first two to three lines, just because if you throw him on the fourth line, he's not going to get the minutes you get. And when you play 10 and under, you're not involved that much in a game. And a guy like that needs to play. He needs to play with other guys that think at his level. So I'd be throwing him on the top two lines for sure.
Talking to former Penguin Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy here on 93.7 The Fan. TK, tomorrow will be 18 years to the day of that very first Winter Classic game at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo. That 2-1 shootout win, over 70,000 in attendance that day. You were out there that day in that victory. The Penguins scoring just seconds into the game, and then Sid the Kid with the winner in the shootout against Ryan Miller. What was that like? Describe what a Winter Classic was like, especially one like that. Snow, cold, and just 71,000 plus going crazy.
Oh, it was, it's one of those times in your career that you never forget, right? You look back at your career, you see a lot of highlights, Stanley Cup win, a bunch of stuff like that, but that was definitely one. The atmosphere, the people, how it went down, Sidney Crosby scoring an OT, it's snowing. It was like an adult, like it was like an adult, like, dream, right? Where, you know, you think of playing the outdoors as an older kid with that many fans, your family, everyone watching, and to win an OT with Sidney Crosby scoring, it was like a dream come true. Again, another highlight of my career. And, you know, the one thing is when we did that, I just felt like the intensity of our team just went up just a little bit. Just the eyes went back on us even more with the guys like Sid and Malkin. So it was unbelievable. Like, it's hard to put into words.
Yeah, did that have like a playoff game type feel, since it was a standalone, everybody's watching, and it was a whole event. It wasn't just like any other hockey game on, you know, a Tuesday night in January.
Yes, and surprisingly, it was against Buffalo, right? And it definitely had all the keys of a playoff game, the people, the intensity, the hype to the game, and it was a game that I think everyone had circled for a long time. Even at the beginning of the year when we knew this was going to go down, I think so many players from Pittsburgh and Buffalo were looking forward to it. And when you have hype like this around the game, you get that extra intensity because you definitely don't want to lose with that many people watching with the hype around it.
How challenging was it to skate around on the ice with snow coming down?
It was definitely challenging, but I think everyone knew it worked for both teams, right? You had to change your game a little bit. It was less stick handling, more moving your feet, chipping pucks, but I don't think any guys would want it any other way. I think there's so many guys from the Canadians to the Americans to everyone played on outdoor rinks. So to bring it back and having it snow, it just made it feel that much more like growing up on the outdoor pond. So I don't think it didn't affect guys' emotions, but it did affect the game, where it was hard to make those high-end skill plays of the toe drags and the little sauce plays. But again, like I said, it was a different story because the guys were so excited to play in that game. So it didn't really matter how bad it was snowing.
Do you feel like the league has kind of overdone the outdoor hockey games at this point? I mean, the Winter Classic, when it first came around, it felt like such a big deal. It was something to look forward to on New Year's Day every single year on the NHL calendar. And since then, they've added other outdoor games every single season. It just doesn't feel like it has that same juice that it did, you know, 10, 15, and almost 20 years ago now.
Yeah, I think they're definitely adding a lot more to it, and I think they're trying to grow the game, right? And if you have one every two or three years, yes, people get more excited and all that stuff. But when you do this and you have so many, it does water it down. It doesn't have the same intensity, the same, you know, height to it. But I know, even I was in three. I was in San Jose. I played at Levi Stadium. I played in Pittsburgh at, you know, the Steelers Stadium. And then I played in Buffalo. And from the first one to my third one, they all were extremely special. Even the one in San Jose that was 75 degrees out, it was such a cool experience. And I think the players like changing it up. It gets monotonous when you play the same thing over and over in the same rinks against the same guys. It gets a little bit like the same thing. So when you change it up and when you add stuff like that, it definitely, the players enjoy it. I enjoyed it. Just change it up. But, you know, the biggest thing for the NHL, they're trying to grow the game. You see them doing it in Miami this year, and they're trying to grow the game of hockey down in Florida, and that's a great place to start because hockey's blowing up with the Florida Panthers. So do I have a problem with it? No, I think it's great for the game. Is it losing its lackluster? Yes, it is, just because they're having so many.
TK, any big New Year's Eve plans? And how are the New Year's Eve plans different now than when you were a young player?
Well, you know, I got right before I used to love to have fun. I used to go out with the team. The team would always have, you know, a lot of special stuff going on, either a team party at a guy's house or going for a nice dinner with the family, this and that. Now being retired, having four kids, I don't even think I'll see 12 o'clock. You know, I think anyone out there that has kids, you know, and a lot of them, it's a lot different nighttime than it used to be. So hopefully I'll go for a nice dinner tonight and then maybe shut her down a little bit early.
Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin, Stanley Cup champion. TK, thanks for taking the time. Have a great New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
There we go. TK coming to you right around the 50-minute mark on The Fan, which is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Dom, you and I will get into some New Year's chatter later in the show, but we were chatting a bit off the air as well, and I feel like TK in the last few years versus TK when he was a player, that's kind of like the stages in life where you and I are. You in your early 20s, you're amped up, you're going to be all fired up, full of piss and vinegar when you walk out that door at 6 p.m. or a few minutes after, go into a buddy's house, big house party, and then here I am thinking, like, yeah, stay up a little bit past midnight and, you know, have a few drinks maybe and call it a night. You just can't get after it the same way that you used to sometimes.
Yeah. And that's why I'm going to to enjoy tonight. I'm sure we'll get into it later in the show, but big house party later. My buddy texted me that the furnace is broke, so we're all going to be freezing, which makes things even more fun. Yeah, this is a great age to be enjoying New Year's.
Yeah, I mean, early to mid-20s was like the prime of everything, especially when it came to celebrating big holidays, big drinking holidays. Thanksgiving Eve was a huge one. And now, I mean, I don't think I've gone out for Thanksgiving Eve in the last few years. I gotta pull back the clock at some point, man. I gotta do it at some point.
Pull a Philip Rivers.
I'm speaking like I'm Ron Cook's age. I'm only 30. I mean, I gotta bring some youth back into me here. Dom, let's do a little college football minute, shall we? College football going on right now. The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Duke leads Arizona State 14-7. A back-and-forth affair in the ReliaQuest Bowl between Vanderbilt and Iowa. That is a 31-17 game very early in the fourth quarter, but Vanderbilt starting to wake up a little bit. It was a sizable deficit at halftime. Some news when it comes to college football locally. One of Pitt's biggest names, Rasheem Biles, has entered the transfer portal. Two-time All-ACC player, Rasheem Biles. His last few years at Pitt have been special. He led the ACC in tackles for loss this year with 17. Had 185 tackles in three seasons with the Panthers. Also a few interceptions, a few forced fumbles, a few blocked kicks. He did a little bit of everything. So he is entering the transfer portal as that just continues to become the wild, wild west. The college football playoff continues tonight. Ohio State and Miami, 7:30. Tomorrow, three games. And Dom and I will be on the air while two of them are going on. Oregon and Texas Tech at noon. Alabama, Indiana at 4. Ole Miss and Georgia at 8. So we will know the semifinals of the college football season around midnight tomorrow. Speaking of Ohio State and Miami, Dom, this was a game that was played before your birth. We go back to the national championship game in 2002, and this is one that if Johnny the Barber is out there listening, he will be very happy that I am bringing up the matchup between Ohio State and Miami for all the marbles in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, which I have said for a while, that was the all-time best sponsor and bowl pairing. I mean, for a large portion of my life, it just made too much sense that the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl should never get messed with. And then at some point it became like the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl and the Sweet Frog Fiesta Bowl, and they just screwed it up. It was always the best when it was the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. That game, January 3rd of 2003, Ohio State and Miami, an all-time classic, 31-24. Ohio State won that game. We'll get into a couple of the names that were in that matchup in a moment. If you lower the music just a bit, I want to play the scene setter from the late, great Keith Jackson going into that game.
As day merges in tonight along the Sonoran Desert in Arizona, the setting sun almost daily renders out the complete color spectrum. The giant saguaro cactus standing as a sentinel on the horizon. This is the game for the championship of college football. And this is the Circuit City BCS trophy that goes home with the winner very carefully. And this is where the Bowl Championship Series started 4 years ago, in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Tonight, the defending champion Miami Hurricanes and the Ohio State Buckeyes, the only undefeated teams in Division I college football after the 2002 season.
I mean, come on, man. You're not going to find many better scene setters than that one. The Circuit City Championship Trophy. Shout out to Circuit City. Plus, that trophy, way more prestigious looking than the lump of metal they give out now. The crystal football? I mean, come on. It was a thing of beauty. And I know people didn't always love that system back then, but man, an absolute thing of beauty that was. Do you know who the leading rusher was in that game for Miami, Dom? And I will give you this clue. He suffered a horrific injury in the game. Like, you have absolutely seen the highlight of this guy's injury. Had a nice NFL career.
Willis McGahee?
Yes, it was Willis McGahee. 20 carries for 67 yards in the game.
What a pull by me.
Did you get some help in there? Look, I see who's in there.
Don't gorgeous go pointing Charlie and gorgeous. Then getting conspiracies, Donnie.
Hey,
Willis McGahee.
Hey, that's all right, because I didn't put a steak dinner on the line. But yes, Willis McGahee, who suffered a very nasty injury, courtesy of Will Allen, former Steeler, in that game. Some other names of note, Kellen Winslow had a touchdown in that game for Miami, over 100 yards. Little wide receiver named Andre Johnson for Miami in that game. His safety with two interceptions for Miami, Sean Taylor. I mean, it was star-studded. And I was sitting there watching it as a 7-year-old kid, just taking it all in. And people love to complain about the the call in the end zone, the pass interference penalty. I've seen 100 calls that were worse than that one. So I'm sure that was a celebratory day for our guy, Johnny the Barber, in a matchup of what we will see tonight between Ohio State and Miami. 7:30 kickoff, the first game of the quarterfinal matchup in the college football playoff. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy, more snow on the way, a low of 29. Coming up, we take a look at the New Year's resolutions that I set for the three major teams in this city. Did they live up to those? What I set for them way back on January 1st of 2025, and now on the final day of the year, we revisit those coming up next. Matt Clement joins the show in about 20 minutes. Mike Florio in just over a half hour, right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.